And you're listening to Phoenix FM. It's 1-2-3 with Mike. It's just coming up to 20 minutes to 2. One of my favourite guests from 2013 is back in the studio today. It is Mrs. Brentwood herself, as I like to call her. Laurie Edmonds is here. Good morning, my love. How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, hello, Mike. How are you? Happy New Year to you as well.
Good. Did Brentwood have a good one?
I think it did. Yeah. Yes, the high street was really nice and busy over Christmas. It was good to see everybody out shopping locally, dining locally, having a great time. I love the way the high street looks at Christmas time with all the twinkly lights and the really nice Christmas tree. And I like how all the side streets are lit up as well. So as you go up Worley Hill, as you walk down Shinfield High Street, you know, everywhere you go, lots of lights. It's really nice.
And of course, it was the first time that we did lighting up. And I think from the things we see around us, everybody seemed to enjoy it. So it was a good day, wasn't it?
Oh, lighting up is fabulous. I think it's one of the very best things that the council does for us. I love lighting up and I love the strawberry fair. They're two events that bring people together from across the borough. Everybody's in such a good mood. I thought the entertainment was absolutely superb. I'm not sure which of the youth performing groups it was, but I saw a young girl about 10 years old doing that song from Les Mis.
Castle on a Cloud.
I think the first one.
I Dream the Dream.
And I just stopped in my tracks. I mean, it was amazing.
All right.
So, you know, there were just some lovely moments like that during lighting up.
Good, you see. Now, I was there at the very, very beginning, but then I had another engagement. They asked me to do the Harold Hill lighting up.
And how was that?
Terrible, because...
Oh, no.
only because it absolutely poured with rain just seconds before we started. They're on a much, much shorter scale. I've only got one little tree to light up. The PA blew, and then we sort of fixed it, but we had to move everything across the road. So I was one side of the road with the mayor and Father Christmas, with the PA was the other side of the road, and every time a bus went by, we lost the signal. It was chaos. It was cold, it was windy, it was raining, and these poor kids singing in the rain. But this is a new thing. Romford do a big one. Upminster's going to do a big one, and of course the Brentwood, it's a really good thing. Right, let's moving on then. You've got two big things this year coming up in Brentwood, haven't we? Well, there's more, but let's just talk about a couple of them. Brentwood Arts Festival. I love Brentwood Arts Festival. What have we got planned this year?
Well, actually, this is the very first one that we've done on this scale, so it's being sponsored by the Brentwood Arts Council, and it's a week-long celebration of the arts in Brentwood, which sounds a bit grand, the arts. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be choral concerts. It's going to be orchestral concerts. They're going to be poetry readings. They're going to be art displays. And as a theme, we've decided that it's going to be commemorating the start of World War I.
Of course, it's the 100-year anniversary.
Exactly, the 100-year anniversary this year. And as you actually start to look at the body of work that can be performed that's related to that, there is a lot of really good stuff out there. There's going to be a really big concert happening on the first day of the festival and on the last day of the festival. So the first day will be featuring Elgar.
Wow. Who I am related to, do I? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He's my great-great-great-great uncle.
No.
Yeah. And when I was told that when I was 8 years old, and then we went on to visit some other relatives, and the first thing I said is, guess what I said? I'm related to Sir Humphrey Bogart. I've forgotten Edward Elgar during this journey between the two places. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so there's my claim to fame.
Well, we'll have to get you some VIP tickets.
Yeah. Well, of course, lovely.
So that'll be on the 5th of July. Then on the 6th of July, we've got the Brentwood Shakespeare Company performing an outdoor version of A Midsummer Night's Dream at Ingatestone Hall, which is going to be a fabulous setting. We are so excited. There could be two performances, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. So hopefully everybody is going to come out to see that. It's going to be amazing. And then on the closing day, on the 12th of July, there's going to be a big concert here at the Brentwood Centre.
Brilliant. Who have we got planned for that?
We have got, and I have to look at my notes here because we've got so many things on. That's going to be the Brentwood Philharmonic, the Brentwood Orchestra coming together to perform The Armed Man.
Wow. It all sounds fabulous. And on top of that, I take it there will be there are actual art displays around the town during that week?
Absolutely. There are going to be displays in the libraries, in shops, in restaurants. In fact, if you own a venue and you'd like to get involved, please contact us. There's a website, www.brentwoodartsfestival.org.uk.
Laurie, it's 2014. We don't say www.
Oh, do we not say that anymore?
No, we've dropped
www.
Everybody knows it's www.
Okay.
You are so yesterday.
And we have an email address, info@bruntwoodartsfestival.org.uk. So if you want to get involved either by providing some space for somebody to come and perform something yep. at your location or to display some artwork, or if you would like to get involved, if you've got a talent and you'd like to be one of the performers, or if you are an artist, we'd love for you to get in touch.
Will there be a sort of a trail or a route that people can take to yes. go and visit these paintings? And
yes. So as soon as we firm all of that up, we'll be putting out a nice little pamphlet, and all the details will be on the website. I won't say the www bit.
Don't.
And we'll make sure that we come back onto Phoenix and tell you everything that's happening. So we're still very much in the formulating phase at the moment, but definitely by the end of March we'll have everything firmed up.
I just love the keenness. I think we should be indebted to the council or the powers that be for, you know, granting that money, the Arts Council, because I mean Arts Council money is sort of normally on the sort of the top of the hit list when the cuts are to be made. It has happened in other boroughs where that, you know, that's where the money is shelved in the first place. So, you know, well done to all concerned if that's happening.
Well, it is working in part through some funding through the council, but also we do need sponsors. So if there are any businesses out there who'd like to get involved, please let us know. You know, any donation is gratefully received. We need money to hire out the venues. We need some money to pay performers. And we're also very keen to make sure that all of the residents are able to get to the performances. So we need to be arranging transport as well.
So, for example, on the event that's happening here at the Brentwood Centre, are you going to try and run some sort of transport from the town centre up here, etc.?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that'd be really, really good.
Yeah, no, we want as many people as possible to participate. We're going to try to keep the cost of all of the events as low as possible. Many of the events will be completely free, and even the kind of big splashy events are all going to be kept at a level that the whole family can come and participate.
Okay, let's take a quick break and then back in a moment.
Hey, have you seen what's going on at the White Horse, Coxty Green Road, Brentwood? Apart from having 10 real ales on draft and a great menu, they hold quiz nights, live band and comedy nights, open mic nights and much, much more. Larger events are staged in the White Horse Marquee throughout the year. Check the events guide at phoenixfm.com for details or phone Brentwood 372 410 for details and bookings. For a great night out, it's the White Horse, of course.
Join me, Mel Watson, every Wednesday evening, 7 till 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Each week, I'll be chatting to an expert about how you can change your body for the better. From cosmetic surgery to karate, from Reiki to reflexology, whether it's an alternative therapy or doctor's advice you need, you'll find it all in Body Talk, the show that could change your life. Brought to you in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital.
Phoenix FM.
Well, it's just coming up to 1:46 on a Wednesday afternoon, 1-2-3 with Mike and Laurie this afternoon. Mrs. Brentwood herself. Well, you are. You are. You're Queen of Brentwood.
Oh, well, I don't know. Does that come with any privileges?
None whatsoever. Well, let's quickly. Well, I've just said that because I say that because you're very heavily involved in the Brentwood Tweet Up. Sort of Brentwood Tweet Up was in its second year, really, last year.
Yeah, we just
year.
Started our third year yeah, now. I yeah. can't believe it. Honestly, when we held the first Tweet Up, I didn't know if it would last even a couple of months. I thought people might get fed up with the format and say, yeah, fine. We've put the faces to the usernames. We don't need to see each other again.
Yeah.
And it's just as strong today as it was when we first started. It's been really amazing to see people in the community coming together who initially the only thing they have in common is Twitter.
Right.
And then once you start talking to each other, you realize you have a lot more in common. And the relationships and...
So actual real links, friendships have been made through it.
Real friendships have been made. The only thing, we haven't had any romance, as far as I know, yet.
Apart from you and me, of course.
Yeah, of course. But we'll, you know, we'll be hopeful that maybe one day we'll put a happy couple together. But it's been great to see people making genuine friendships, to see business relationships coming out of this, to see people sparking ideas off of each other.
Wow. And what sort of things are people tweeting about? I mean, all right, my train's late, the tree's blown over, my bins haven't been emptied, but what sort of things are people putting?
Well, I think that's a great thing about Twitter. People are talking about politics, especially local politics,
mm-hmm.
especially in Brentwood, people are talking about local politics. There's
exactly,
no shortage
yeah.
of that. It's people talking about events that are coming up. It's people talking about things that they've read about, seen on TV, getting other people's opinions. It's people talking about anything and everything.
We're talking about Breaking Bad. Everybody's talking about Breaking Bad.
Oh, yes. Now, please. I've only just started watching it. I've just finished watching episode one of series two.
Oh.
So please don't say any more. But
no.
I am desperate to find out how it ends.
Are you hooked? You're hooked, aren't you?
I am definitely hooked now. In fact, I stayed up till midnight last night because I had to watch just one more episode.
I watched the whole thing on Netflix. I watched the pilot and somebody said to me, you know, you've got to watch this series. So I watched the pilot and basically I locked myself in a dark room for a month and watched all 64 episodes. I've now got an apron which has got the Breaking Bad logo on it. My Facebook and Twitter name is now in the chemical symbols. I'm waiting for a t-shirt to arrive from America today. It's just the best thing I've seen in 10 years. And I'm not gonna, and the thing about Breaking Bad is you must not talk about Breaking Bad because people all over the country are watching it in different stages because it's not been on British television, you see.
No, it's. I got given it for Christmas because I was going to watch it online as well. Yeah. And I was given a box set for Christmas.
Oh.
And the person who gave me said, now, I haven't seen this myself, but I think it's the kind of thing that you would like. And I said, you're spot on because I was going to watch it.
Yeah.
And he said, but I've heard that series one isn't very good, that you have to kind of stick with it until you get to the good stuff. I watched the first, and I was blown away. I thought, well, if this is somebody saying that the first series isn't that great, I cannot wait to see where it goes from here.
Absolutely. Anyway, yes.
I'm just hoping he doesn't get hooked. Please. But I'm not even going to look at you when I ask that question, but I hope he doesn't get hooked. But I have a bad feeling.
Oh, dear. No, I'm not going to give any. No, you can't. You mustn't give any plot away. You just can't. The butler did it. Whoops. Anyway, let's talk about the big event. The big event for me last year, which I thought was so good, from a tiny little acorn really expanded last year, was the brilliant Brentwood Festival. And we're in the planning stage at the moment. Where are we?
Right. Well, I have to say, last year's Brentwood Festival was the highlight of my year. I have not had so much fun since in a very, very long time. So we're at the point now where we've got our website up and running. I'll drop the W's. It's brentwoodfestival.co.uk. One of the great things about putting together the website was going back and revisiting all the great video footage and all the photos from last year. And I think there might be a really nice video on the homepage.
Oh, who took that one?
Shot by the very, very talented Mike Jones.
Thank you very much for your
lovely video.
Thank you.
So that we've got that front and center. It really showcases what the event was all about. I think you captured the whole mood of the weekend brilliantly.
Thank you.
And
aim to please.
So please, everybody, go and have a look at Mike's great work. It is really superb. And we're at the point now where we can announce the first three bands that we've got signed up to play. And we've got Undercover, which if you saw them last year on the Sunday, they were absolutely amazing. That's Pete in his kilt doing some wild dancing and belting out some cool tunes. We've got the Earnshaws, and they're an Essex-based band, and they played Inside the Tent last year. Personally, I'm going to be pushing really hard for them to be on the main stage, but I'm not sure that I have that much creative input in the schedule. But they do fantastic cover songs, and they got the crowd up and dancing better than I saw anybody else do. And then we've got the Mannequins, a real local favourite. I know they're a favourite of Phoenix FM as well.
They certainly are. My Mannequin story is that I was very privileged. I did the 2012 the Olympic torch ceremony in Havering, and there was me, a microphone, and 28,000 people in the town square at Romford.
Wow.
And I had no information whatsoever. I had a radio where I was linked to London Olympic Control. I'm saying, can you tell me who the three runners are for our 2 minute bit, please? And they're going, no, that's privileged information. So I had nothing to say at all, okay? And I had half an hour to kill. Luckily, the Mannequins were next to me. They're all plugged in, and I've just said, play some tunes, boys, and they were just fantastic. And then when I finally did get the information, it was wrong. A girl I said who was partially sighted was blind. It was just a chaos, and I thought, the Olympics is going to be a disaster if it's like this already. And I couldn't have been wrong. It couldn't have been, you know, it was brilliant. It was brilliant in the end. But that day, that was my Mannequin story, and I should be forever grateful to those lads.
Oh, excellent. Well, you know, they're a firm favourite of the crowd, and we are absolutely delighted that they're coming back.
Good.
We'll have loads more announcements coming up soon. So we're going to be launching everything out on Facebook, Brentwood Festival, on Twitter, at Brentwood Fest. We've got an Instagram account, which is also at Brentwood Fest. And we've got a mailing list as well. So if you want to get all the scoop, make sure that you're on the mailing list. The other benefit of being on the mailing list is we're going to be giving away weekend passes to anybody who is on our mailing list.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say to anyone who's on our... We will be drawing random names from the people who are on our mailing
list. Don't make any money for
them. To win weekend passes. So if that helps to incentivize you to stay in touch with us...
Are you looking for the same sort of format as well? You have a big tent and an inside tent as of last year, and the bar tent, etc.
That's right. So we've got the big stage. We've got the smaller indoor tent, which will be covered, which is great because who knows what the weather's going to be like. So no matter what the elements may bring, we've got that all prepared. Obviously going to have the beer tent sponsored by the Brentwood Brewing Company. Going to have 100 beers plus on tap again this year. And what I'm personally excited about is we're going to be adding a whole new children's area.
Oh, brilliant.
So one of the pieces of feedback we got from last year was there wasn't quite enough on to keep the little ones entertained. If you've got, you know, a child who's under 10 and they're running around, you know, what is there for them to do? Obviously, we've got a large grassy field so they can kind of entertain themselves. But we're going to have loads more entertainment on for the kids this year.
Okay. And is it financially, is it viable? Did you just sort of cover your costs last year and are you planning to, you know, cover your costs this year? Well, obviously, you're trying to cover your costs, but make a small profit so it can continue.
Well, yes, we want to make a profit, not so much so it can continue, although that is part of it, but also because we're supporting two charities this year. We're going to be doing the concert in aid of Helen Rollison Cancer Charity.
Yeah, worked with her myself in radio a long time ago.
And Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. So we're spotlighting this year two local charities. Last year we did Help for Heroes. This year we're going to put the spotlight on two Brentwood-based charities. So we need to raise even more money than we've ever done before.
Right, we're in January. You will come back in 3 months and see where we are, and we'll have this conversation again.
Absolutely. You know, the support of people who come to the festival means that we can raise money for charity, which is really what this is all about. People coming together, having a great time, listening to some great music. If you like to drinking the fabulous beer, cider, Pimm's that's on offer, and just coming together to raise money.
Laurie, thank you very much for coming in today. I wish you luck with that and with the Brentwood Arts Festival. The address again, brentwoodfestival.co.uk. The Brentwood Arts Festival starts on the 5th of July. We'll be talking about that in the near future as well. And, of course, the Brentwood Tweet Up is every day. Somebody I know.
Oh. No. Well, the first Wednesday of every month.
First Wednesday of every month. I'm going to try and get to this one this time. I've been to two, I think. I'm going to come to some more this year. What I can't understand, what's the difference between favourited and retweeted?
Oh, well, favourited is sort of like a Facebook like. So it's just saying, I like what you have said. That's one of my favourite tweets. Retweeting is where you actually say, this tweet is so good, I want to share it with all the people who follow me.
See, I got favourited by Jeremy Vine the other day.
Did you?
I did, yeah. He favourited. I said something about his book, and he favourited it. And the other thing I was going to ask you, I stole something out of his book, which I thought was so funny, which I'll repeat it to you. It said, governments are like nappies. They should be changed regularly for the same reason. And a lot of people liked it, but I thought that would go quite, you know, global, but it didn't. It didn't. What should I do? I didn't get my hashtag right, did I?
Maybe. We'll have a chat later.
Laurie, thank you very much for coming in. I wish you massive success with the plans for 2014. And as again, come back in the studio and a little bit nearer the time, and we'll talk about that. To see us up to the news, here's a band we were talking about just now. This is
do
the Mannequins.
Do you remember the time?